This here is the story of an unfortunate piece of shit by the name of Shookston Brooks. Born 1959, died 2004 over some bullshit he heard from a friend. I lived a good life, though I've beat my wife for years. She don't listen to the man, I simply bring her to tears. See, I believe in keeping order in front of my daughters and their little brothers. Shit, I put the boots to their mother. After I calm down, I might apologize, put some ice on her eyes, and we think up some lies to tell the rest. Cover up the bruise on her breast, then she do me up a plate of hot food on my chest. Yes, often my drinking leads me to overthinking, screaming in her face, breath liquorly stinking. This time though I beat her ass something ferocious. A friend told me something left me feeling explosive. He said he thought he'd seen her at Bennigan's with another. She cried, "I told you three times, I had lunch with my brother." I wasn't sure, plus I'm buzzing, so I dealt a skull fracture. And for the first time she called the police, I got captured. I don't believe it. She actually called the cops. I got booked, sentenced, all of that. After 15 years of my love, she called him. She's going down for this. She's going down hard. A 30-day bid ruined my life up in the pen. I got fired, plus I had to face my family and friends. Where to begin? I met a thug in jail named Ben, and for just under a grand, he put a gun in my hand. Funk up a plan, she will definitely die for doing this. My whole family betrayed me, how could they ruin this? I can't live with the shame, all the pain of how could he. I'm thinking murder, suicide, take us both out bloody. They freed me, and I fleed for her job uptown. Tried to shoot through the glass, they seen me and scream, "Get down." She got away, but I tried. Now it's time for me to end. Ran about a block, cocked it, put it under my chin. I squozed it, neck frozen, stiff. Click, damn, my 9-gun. Brand new, but the shit got jammed. Pandemonium, desperate sweat stinging my eyes. All because I heard somebody singing me lies. I said, I
heard it from a friend.
Damn. I wish I never heard that, man. Tried to kill her, then tried to kill myself. I failed at both. Now I'm stuck out here on the streets with this gun. People tripping out, I'm tripping out.
There's a mad coming in the city, big news spreads quick. People step aside, they see it in my eyeballs. I'm sick, I heard her cops radio, spun around to react. Looking at him like I blow your fucking guts out your back. Check back off me. Sat down his coffee with ease and slowly pulled his weapon out and calmly asked me to freeze. We stand off, I'm back around the corner, I'm booking. Within seconds the perimeter heated up and it's cooking. I'm not an athlete, on top of that I got bad feet. So I snatched up a hostage innocent and mad sweet. Kissed her soft young face, pressed the gat to her cheek. Whispered in her ear, "I'm sorry dear, I'm having a bad week." 45 long minutes passed, nurse was tweaking. The negotiator pleaded, "No, I wasn't speaking." They finally ordered the marksman carry through with the solution. It all started with some verbal pollution. Because I
heard it from a friend too. Heard it from a friend too. Heard it from another, you've been messing around.
A friend told me something left me feeling explosive.
From another, you've been messing around.
A friend told me something left me feeling explosive.